Hello and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in GCSE chemistry, alkenes. Whether you're studying AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, alkenes come up time and time again, and once you really understand them, they are genuinely one of the most logical and satisfying topics in the whole specification. So, what are alkenes? In short, they are a family of hydrocarbons, molecules made only of carbon and hydrogen, but with a very special feature, a carbon-carbon double bond. That double bond is everything. It is the reason alkenes react the way they do, the reason they can form polymers, and the reason examiners love testing them. By the end of this episode, you will understand exactly why that double bond is so reactive, how electrophilic addition works step by step, how to identify major and minor products, and how alkenes become the plastics we use every day. Let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. Alkenes are unsaturated hydrocarbons. The word unsaturated is key. It means they contain at least one carbon-carbon double bond, written as C equals C. The general formula for alkenes is CnH2n, where n is the number of carbon atoms. So ethene is C2H4, propane is C3H6, but one in is C4H8. Now, why is that double bond so special? Think of it this way. A single carbon-carbon bond is called a sigma bond. It's a strong, direct bond between two atoms. But the double bond contains not just one, but two bonds. The second bond is called a pi bond, and it sits above and below the plane of the molecule as a cloud of electron density. That pi bond is relatively weak compared to the sigma bond, and crucially, it creates a region of high electron density between the two carbon atoms. This is what makes alkenes so reactive. That electron-rich region is like a magnet for electrophiles. An electrophile is an electron-deficient species, something that is attracted to electrons. When an electrophile approaches the double bond of an alkene, the pi electrons attack it. This is the start of electrophilic addition. Let's walk through the mechanism with a specific example. The addition of hydrogen bromide, HBr, to ethene. Step 1. The pi electrons of the C equals C bond attack the slightly positive hydrogen atom of HBr. This is shown with a curly arrow starting from the middle of the double bond and pointing to the H of HBr. As the H is added to one carbon, the other carbon becomes positively charged. This is called a carbocation intermediate. At the same time, the HBr bond breaks heterolytically, meaning both electrons go to the bromine, forming a bromide ion. Br-. Step 2. The bromide ion, which is now a nucleophile, an electron-rich species, attacks the carbocation. Another curly arrow goes from the lone pair on Br- to the positive carbon. This forms the CBr bond and gives us the final product, bromoethene. Now, with ethene, this is straightforward because both carbons in the double bond are equivalent. But what happens with an unsymmetrical alkene like propene? This is where it gets really interesting and really important for your exam. In propene, the double bond is between carbon 1 and carbon 2. When HBr adds, the H can go to either carbon 1 or carbon 2. If H goes to carbon 1, the positive charge ends up on carbon 2, which is attached to one methyl group. This is a secondary carbocation. If H goes to carbon 2, the positive charge ends up on carbon 1, which has no alkyl groups. This is a primary carbocation. Here is the golden rule. The more substituted the carbocation, that is, the more alkyl groups attached to the positive carbon, the more stable it is. Alkyl groups donate electron density towards the positive charge, stabilizing it. So a tertiary carbocation with three alkyl groups is the most stable. Secondary is more stable than primary. Primary is the least stable. This means the reaction preferentially goes through the secondary carbocation intermediate, giving 2-bromopropane as the major product. The minor product is 1-bromopropane. Examiners will absolutely ask you to identify the major product and explain why. So remember, more stable carbocation equals major product. Now let's talk about the bromine water test. This is a classic practical test for unsaturation. When you add bromine water, which is orange-brown, to an alkene, the bromine adds across the double bond in an electrophilic addition reaction. The product is a dibromyl alkane, which is colorless. So the observation is orange-brown bromine water is decolorized. This is a positive test for an alkene. Alkanes, which have no double bond, do not react with bromine water. the color remains.
Right, let's move on to polymers.
Alkenes are the building blocks of addition polymers. In addition, polymerization, many small monomer molecules, each containing a C equals C double bond, join together under high pressure and with a catalyst. The double bonds open up, and the monomers link together in a long chain. Crucially, no other product is formed, hence the name addition polymerization. The most important examples are ethene polymerizing to form polyethene, also known as polyethene, and chloroethene, also called vinyl chloride, polymerizing to form polychloroethene, better known as PVC. When drawing the repeating unit of an addition polymer, you take the monomer, remove the double bond, and draw the resulting unit inside square brackets with a subscript N and two lines extending from the brackets to show the chain continues. Examiners frequently ask you to draw the repeating unit from a monomer, or to identify the monomer from the repeating unit. Practice both directions. Why are addition polymers so unreactive? Because the polymer chains consist entirely of carbon-carbon single bonds and carbon-hydrogen bonds. There are no double bonds left, no reactive functional groups. The chains are held together only by weak intermolecular forces, specifically induced dipole-dipole interactions, also called London dispersion forces. This makes them chemically inert, which is great for packaging and pipes, but problematic for the environment because they do not biodegrade easily. PVC is particularly interesting because it is quite rigid in its pure form. To make it flexible, for example, for electrical cable insulation or flooring, plasticizers are added. Plasticizers are small molecules that sit between the polymer chains and push them apart, reducing the intermolecular forces and allowing the chains to slide over each other more easily. This makes the material softer and more flexible. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the chemistry is only half the battle. Tip number one, curly arrows. In mechanism questions, every single mark for a curly arrow depends on it, starting in the right place. Curly arrows must start from a bond or a lone pair, never from an atom. In the first step of electrophilic addition, the curly arrow must start from the middle of the C equals C double bond, not from one of the carbon atoms. Examiners are very strict about this. Tip number two, major and minor products. If a question asks you to identify the major product, you must state which product it is and explain why in terms of carbocation stability. Simply naming the product without the explanation will cost you marks. Use the phrase, the major product forms via the more stable carbocation intermediate. Tip number three, repeating units. A very common error is to draw the repeating unit with a double bond still present. Once polymerization has occurred, the double bond is gone. The repeating unit must show only single bonds in the backbone. Also, make sure your brackets have two single bonds extending outward, one on each side. Tip number four, the bromine water test. The observation must be specific. Do not just say it goes clear, say the orange-brown bromine water is decolorized. Examiners want precise language. Tip number five, plasticizers. Students often confuse what a plasticizer does. It does not break the polymer chains. It does not change the chemical bonds. It simply increases the distance between chains, reducing the intermolecular forces, making the material more flexible. Make sure you explain it at the molecular level. Right, quiz time? I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the general formula for alkenes? CnH2n. Question 2. What observation confirms a positive test with bromine water? Orange-brown bromine water is decolorized. Question 3. In the addition of HBr to propane, which is the major product, 1 bromopropane or 2 bromopropane? 2 bromopropane because it forms via the more stable secondary carbocation. Question 4. What type of intermolecular forces exist between polyalkene chains? Induced dipole-dipole interactions, also called London dispersion forces. Question 5. What does a plasticizer do to PVC at the molecular level? It increases the distance between polymer chains, reducing intermolecular forces, and making the material more flexible. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's do a quick summary of the key points to take away. Alkenes are unsaturated hydrocarbons with a C equals C double bond and general formula CnH2n. The pi bond creates a region of high electron density, making alkenes susceptible to electrophilic addition. In the mechanism,
A curly arrow from the double bond attacks the electrophile, forming a carbocation intermediate, which is then attacked by a nucleophile. For unsymmetrical alkenes, the major product forms via the more stable, more substituted carbocation. Bromine water is decolorized by alkenes in a positive test for unsaturation. Alkenes undergo addition polymerization to form polymers like polyethylene and PVC. Addition polymers are unreactive due to the absence of double bonds and the presence of only weak intermolecular forces. Plasticizers make PVC flexible by reducing intermolecular forces between chains. That is everything you need for alkenes at GCSE. Make sure you practice drawing mechanisms with correct curly arrows, drawing repeating units, and explaining carbocation stability in your own words. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.